This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Each of us has a sense of right and wrong. Where does this sense come from?
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula. It comes from society, especially through the basic structures like the family, the schools, the mass media, and for some, the churches. They implant senses of right and wrong in us through experiences of pleasure and pain. Once the idea of ethics is there, our sense of right and wrong can be appealed to overtly, and eventually we even learn to make moral judgments for ourselves. From Butte, I was taught from my childhood that right and wrong came from an external higher authority, such as a religious or secular moral doctrine. What makes more sense to me now is Steven Pinker's theory that the human brain evolved for thousands of years in communities of 200 to 300 people who knew each other and interacted for a lifetime. In this environment, senses of compassion and empathy towards others help develop long-term survival traits. And what do philosophers have to say?
Usually, when people ask, where do ethics come from? They're wondering, why should I do the right thing? And what makes that action right anyway?
Some people say that we have a natural tendency to act in ways to promote the good in ourselves and in our community, that we possess some kind of moral intuition that keeps us from doing awful things like eating our young. But like musical abilities, natural moral abilities only become skills when they are developed.
And that's where religion and family and society come in to help us develop our moral intuitions. Our different upbringings may give us somewhat different answers, and once people become adults, they find themselves choosing among the values that they were taught. But the world can tolerate some differences in how people choose to behave.
However, with these differences, there has to be enough moral agreement for people to be able to survive and thrive in the same family, community, and world.
So ethics finds its origins in our basic need to survive and our genetic understanding that social groups are necessary for survival of our species.
Here is next week's topic. Ethics asks us to consider our actions. What role does fate play in influencing these actions? Share with us a time when an ethical decision seemed fated, seemed beyond your control.
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.